Okay, Arizona coach Rich Rodriguez has joined us, and the Wildcats are on the road Friday night at UTEP. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, press star followed by the number one.
We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
Yes, your first question is from Brett Blomquist with El Paso Times.
Hey, Coach. First of all, what's your analysis of UTEP? What kind of challenges do they present? What's your scouting report on?
Well, it's they're a big physical team. Certainly, a different style than what we've seen against ourselves or in the first couple weeks. So they're gonna go with some multiple tight ends, fullbacks, and try to pound us and come right at us, and they got some good size up front on front seven on defense. They're a big physical team, and I know that they're going to play hard. It's going to be, it's a big game for both teams. So, we have a short week to get ready for a different style of play.
All right. I guess how exciting is it kind of being able to take a bus to a game? Coaches have said before it's a big deal if you're taking a bus. Is it sort of fun playing somebody so close by?
Yeah, it's different. It's a little longer bus ride than normal for us. I mean, usually it's, it's kind of maybe anything over 3 or 4 hours you'd try to fly. So we're gonna bus down and fly back. But I'm sure most of our guys will sleep. I mean, the coaches may try to sleep too, but probably watch a little bit more film. But I think it's, it's not like it's a kumbaya trip. We're going on a business trip and play a game on national TV. So, and we'll leave kind of early, and then try to get there and get a little walkthrough done. But it's, I think what's nice is that our fans can obviously drive there and catch the game. And I also believe we have a lot of alumni in the area. So that's going to be exciting to see some of them as well.
All right, is this a pretty exciting game for Tristan Cooper? Talk a little bit about him.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure he's been busy all week asking the guys for tickets for his family. He'll probably have a lot of people watching him, and it's exciting for him to come back home. And I know he's fired up about it.
Cool. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question is from Kyle Kensing, Athlon Sports.
Yeah, Coach, the way your defense performed against Houston, do you kind of see the changes that Marcel introduced as coordinator? Do you feel like those are starting to really kind of set in now at this point?
Well, it was certainly better, and that was good to see. I thought, I saw a lot of the, some of the implementation in August camp, but in the first game it seemed just a little tentative, and that could be some youth and inexperience. And in the second game we were a lot more aggressive, played a lot more confidently, and I think they kind of snowballed. They got a few stops and was really good in the red zone. And we're going to have to continue in that path. We got a lot of young guys playing, but they need to grow up in a hurry and be ready to play Division I football.
And with the quarterback rotation that you've used so far, is that a situational thing, or have you been going by, I guess maybe within the flow of the game, deciding who's going to take snaps when?
No, it's Brett Dawkins is a starter, Khalil is the number two, and then we get the two freshmen behind them. And in the last game, Brandon got a little nicked up, and thought I needed a little break, a little spark, so we put Khalil in. But it's Brandon's the starter, and Khalil's the backup at this point.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Ann Peterson, Associated Press.
Hello, Coach.
Hi.
When you are deciding to redshirt a young player, are there any factors that go into it besides necessity?
Yeah, there's a lot, and I hope the rule will change. I'm optimistic that maybe a year from now we'll be able to play the freshman for 4 games and still get a red shirt, and I think that's a good rule. But for right now, it's okay. Is he going to be able to play a significant number of plays? You don't want to burn a red shirt for a guy that just runs down on a kickoff once or twice, a game or something like that. So, for us, it's okay. He's going to be active on most of the special teams. He's going to be in a backup role in offense and defense, and throughout the long season, he's probably going to get some snaps. So we try to make that determination at the end of camp, but it always changed. Injuries will change some things. In fact, we've had a couple guys nicked up, so some freshmen we thought would be redshirted are now going to be playing, and you know, if they can help us win this year, we'll play them this year.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Our next question is from Shireen Ryan, FanSided.
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Shireen.
Hey, Bryce Woma, tight end, 5 for 38, the most receptions of the game last weekend. Talk a little bit about Woma there. I mean, that's exciting for me, you know.
Yeah, I think everybody always wants to throw to tight ends, and poor Trevor Wood was hurt out with an injury, and so Bryce got a few catches. But, you know, he had to step up because obviously with Trevor being out, Bryce was going to get more reps, and he played like a veteran. There's always some things we can clean up, but we thought we kind of got a pretty good player when we signed him, and he had a great camp, got into the mix, and then we thought he played pretty well for his first extended action in Division One football, and is going to keep getting better.
Yeah, that's great. And then, you know, after the press conference after the game, you said you had to watch tape, which is normal. But you were pleasantly surprised after you watched tape. So I was just wondering, you know, maybe there's some stuff the fans don't see or media doesn't see that you saw in the tape that, you know, you could highlight for me.
Yeah, but I think a lot of times the fans, I know they'll get – if you don't win, they're going to be frustrated and look for reasons why, just like coaches do. But we get the benefit of being able to watch the all 22 on the tape and, you know the reasons why maybe a play didn't work. And we were close. After watching the tape, we were closer than I thought at times, whether it's offense or defense or special teams. Now, close is not good enough, but we weren't that far off. And I got a chance, you know, some of the young guys – you know, competed really well, and all the things that we, you know, saw that were major factors in the game that went wrong, we can fix, and that's our challenge right now, to fix all those things, and we can be a lot better.
That's great, and I have a request. I've seen all the other Arizona teams when they take bus trips; they always have the rookies do karaoke.
Yeah, there will be no karaoke or kumbaya for
us.
It's strictly a business trip.
Okay, thanks. Fair
enough. Any other questions for Rich? He needs to go practice his karaoke.
Yeah, that would be ugly.
All right, no more questions for you. All right, Rich, thanks for your time today. Good luck this Friday.
All right, thanks.
All right.